every time you leave me here on this old deck of mine. I can't help but wonder why you have to spend your time waltzing with the wind so high. You're wrapped up in its arms so tight it scares me half to death, because I'm not the jealous type. Competition's killing us. You seem like you're on the run, and I just can't keep up.
Bé, doncs. Bailets i bailetes, benvinguts al Frenopàtic, edició de ple estiu. Directament al senyor Crustaci, des de Palma de Mallorca, aterrat fa qüestió d'un parell d'horetes, i tots els problemes que he tingut per arribar a casa meu, sóc aquí. No hi ha res com 50.000 combinacions per arribar a temps. O no. Comencem una hora tard, però bé, de fet el programa durarà una horeta. Us explico d'una mica. Baixem una mica al fons. Us explico d'una mica. El programa d'avui és un programa gravat fa dues setmanes, podríem dir. Van estar tocant el Primavera Sound Festival, el festival del Primavera Sound, la gent de Filadèlfia d'Extraordinaris. Els havíem tingut el desembre passat i ara els van tornar, diguem-ne, a cridar a la gent del festival aquest de Barcelona. I bé, vaig tornar a intentar d'aconseguir que vingués el grup a tocar a Girona i a la ràdio. Bueno, vam tenir diferents problemes, que ara tampoc us els explicaré, i finalment vam poder aconseguir que el senyor Jay Purdy, qui és el vocalista principal i cantant, ai, i guitarrista de la formació, vingués a Girona. Va fer una actuació al bar El Cercle i posteriorment el va emportar a Ràdio Salrà, 50 minuts de xerrar amb ell, tocar algun tema en acústic i punxar una mica, doncs, el nou àlbum que encara a dia d'avui ha de veure la llum, perquè de fet em sembla que s'estrena el 19 de juny, per tant era primícia els temes que tocaven al festival i els temes, doncs, que van punxar. Us explico una mica com anirà això. El primer que heu escoltat era el seu tema Seeds of Jealousy, que era del seu anterior treball, el segon treball, que és un CD book molt guapo, que és el seu... Stories... Tale from the Stories o... Bah, perdoneu, ara tinc un petit lapsus. Això és el jet lag de l'illa fins a la comarca de Girona. Bé, doncs això, hem obert amb Seeds of Jealousy, que era del seu anterior treball, o del... no, del primer treball, em sembla. Del primer treball. I res, seguirà... farem, és una mica de conversa amb el senyor Albert Mestres, qui porta, doncs, Ciutat Florida al programa Ràdio Salt, antic company, quan estava jo també a Ràdio Salt. I bé, sonarà Terzetto amb acústica. Després, més endavant, escoltareu The Man in the Suite des del seu CD. Altre cop un acústic, Consummation of Lights, que és originalment del baixista, de Matt Gibson, però interpretada per en Jay. I finalment ens despedirem amb Eloise de Eloquent i us punxaré un parell de bonus tracks, que ja us els dic ara i així ja no haig de parlar més, que serà el tema 3, Patent Pending, i el número 6, que es diu The Egg of Columbus, l'ou de Colòmbia, de Columbus, vaja. Dit això, doncs escoltareu el que va donar de si a una mica d'entrevista i a un parell de temes que va punxar en directe i tal. Anem presentant aquest treball que es diu Electric and Benevolent. És el nou treball, el tercer treball en format CD book. És un llibre més el CD, amb totes les lletres. És una cosa que val molt la pena. Ho treu Punk Rock Payroll. I bé, com us dic, són The Extraordinaries. Qui van portar és el senyor Jay Purdy. I venen del sud de Filadèlfia. Vinga, doncs, amb tots vosaltres.
Bon vespre, a aquestes hores. Benvinguts i benvingudes totes a Territori Índia, que ha començat una nova edició de Ciutat Florida, el programa que només emet Ràdio Salt des dels 97.7 de la FM, normalment de les 7 i fins a les 9 de la nit, però avui hem arribat tard. I hem arribat tard perquè tenim aquí un convidat que saludarem ara mateix, a Jay, de Extraordinaires.
Hola. How are you doing? I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Nice to meet you again.
Nice to meet you again. It's great to be back here.
I amb ell tenim a Jordi Comas, que és bastant culpable o responsable de que Jay estigui un altre cop aquí, d'Extraordinaires. Com estàs, nen?
Molt bé, molt bé.
És un ex-company, podríem dir, de Ràdio Salt, que va fugir a la competència. Ara està treballant o fent el seu programa, el Frenopàtic, a Ràdio Salt RAC. Quins dies es pot escoltar, això?
Doncs els dimecres, a partir de les 7, fins normalment 8:45 o a les 9.
I també es pot escoltar online, radiosaltrac.cat.
De fet, el millor és escoltar-lo online, perquè té poc abast.
Molt bé, doncs anem amb Jay, que acaba de tocar al Cercle. Ara fa una estona hem vingut tots aquí corrents amb el cotxe tot a llet per tenir 50 minuts per parlar amb ell. You come two times in Spain.
Two times, yeah.
Always with Primavera Festival.
Yeah.
Ha vingut dues vegades aprofitant la, bueno, la contractació que té a Primavera Sound. How does it happen? Com ha succeït això?
Well, we have a friend named Sara Roca.
And
Sara Roca is our friend. She lived in Philadelphia. She went on tour with us once.
Mm-hmm.
We gave her an album and she brought it back to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then her friend, who works for Vice magazine, heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Who is this band?" And it was us. And so we played with on their showcase in Austin, Texas, at a festival called South by Southwest,
mm-hmm.
a big music festival in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And after we played that, they invited us to play Primavera Club
mm-hmm.
in December, And we played that, and then they asked us one more time, come back, play the really big festival, Primavera Sound 2009, and so here we are.
Molt bé, doncs ha explicat una mica que coneixen a una noia que havia viscut a Filadèlfia, la Sara, i que a partir d'aquí doncs, algú d'una revista va escoltar el disc d'Extraordinaris i els va dir que vinguessin a l'hivern, van estar al desembre, si no m'equivoco, en el Primavera Club, i ara han tornat a Lo Grande, al Primavera Sound. How was the show in Primavera?
It was awesome.
Last Friday?
Friday night. It was very fun. There was the most... I think it might be the most people we've ever played for.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Doncs diu que és el concert que han tocat per molta més gent. So, let me ask you something about... you've got a new record right now.
Brand new.
Tenen un nou disco, però com tots els seus nous discos, el format és un llibre. So it's always a book, your record.
This is our third book record.
The third album and the
third
book.
Third album, third book.
Why this idea?
All of our music is story-based. We mm-hmm. like to tell stories, and people seem to be reading less. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, it's fun to... Because I like to do the artwork, too. Mm-hmm. I like it to be all-encompassing. I want to be an old man... And I want to be able to sit in a chair and look at my entire life's work in a like a bookcase. Mm-hmm. You know, just this is when I was 20 years old. That's when I was 25. This is when I was 40. I just recorded this one and now I'm 65. You understand? It's just longevity and history.
Molt bé. Doncs diu que, bueno, li preguntava jo que per què aquest concepte de... Els seus CDs venen sempre amb un embolcall que és un llibre. I ell diu que, bueno, que evidentment perquè expliquen històries i que li sap greu que la gent llegeixi cada vegada menys, em sembla que he entès això, i a part doncs, també ha dit que li agrada veure, d'aquí uns anys li agradarà veure tot el que ha fet bueno, en una llibreria, no? Això ho vaig fer als 20 anys, als 25 i etc. Què anava a dir? Deixem-me preguntar-li per l'escena de Filadèlfia. Ells són de... viuen a Filadèlfia. You're living in Philadelphia?
Yep, Pennsylvania. South Philadelphia.
What kind of scene, what kind of bands? There's a great scene?
There are really great bands coming mm-hmm. from Philadelphia. We've toured with a really great band called Man Man.
Man Man, yeah.
And they played Primavera last year.
Last year, yeah.
There's a band called Dr. Dog that's very big right now. They kind of sound like the Beatles, mm-hmm. but they're very good, amazing, talented songwriters. We have many friends who play music, and Philadelphia is good for music because mm-hmm. it's very cheap. Uh-huh. And musicians are poor people. We have no money. We just love music. And since Philadelphia is very cheap, there are many good musicians.
So that's fine. Doncs explica que Filadèlfia és una ciutat barata i que els músics són molt pobres. I, bueno, ens ha explicat que hi ha bandes sí. molt grans com Man Man, que van estar actuant al Primavera Sound l'any passat, o Doctor Dog, que ha dit. So, you are with your guitar.
Ell
està aquí amb la guitarra preparat ja per tocar-nos. I la seva guitarra, si no l'heu vist avui al Cercle o fa uns mesos, és molt curiosa perquè porta un dibuix d'un peix espasa, hauríem de dir. What song are you going to play?
I want to play a song I played earlier tonight. It's from the new album.
Una cançó que ha tocat fa una estona del nou àlbum. Yes, tell me.
The name is Terzetto.
Terzetto?
T-E-R-Z-E-T-T-O.
Terzetto.
Terzetto.
What does it mean?
The song is about a man who lived maybe 60 years ago mm-hmm. to 100 years ago, and he was a genius. Mm-hmm. Like he was very smart, an inventor.
Terzetto.
But he was
Italian.
No. The
American.
The Terzetto means three.
Uh-huh.
He was right. obsessed with the number three.
Uh-huh.
So everywhere he went. He would only stay in a hotel room that had numbers that equaled three. The number three. He would eat, he would divide his food into thirds and only eat three cubit.
Molt bé. Estàs
three. So, and what's interesting about this song mm-hmm. is I was very excited to write these lyrics because do you know what alliteration is? It's like, in poetry, it's like, it's just
it's a
the
haiku.
Same letter
haiku.
Well, it's what it is, if you can read it, it's like tapping on the table to the ticking of a different time.
Sí, vol dir la rima, o el tempo,
yeah.
Alguna cosa així.
And so I spelled his name, mm-hmm, with alliteration, so it's tapping on the table to the ticking of a different time, entertaining each and every estimation in his mind, sifting, sorting, separating supplements in every bite, living as a leper, looking loneliest at dinner time, add the aces up to nine. So it spells Tesla.
Tesla. this is the man who is dedicated all this book.
Sí.
Pel que arribo a entendre,
Nikola Tesla.
Tot aquest àlbum, el nou àlbum d'Extraordinaires, que apareixerà el dia 19 de juny, però que ja tenim a les nostres mans, es titula Electric and Benevolent. Tot està dedicat a un inventor a fer moltes coses importants i molts no ho sabem, que és Nikola Tesla. Mm-hmm. Però a part, aquesta cançó que farà ara, que es titula Terceto, va dedicada a un altre personatge, pel que he entès, que estava absolutament obsessionat amb el número 3. Que si s'havia d'allotjar en un hotel havia de tenir el número 3 o relacionat amb el 3, i que si menjava només menjava 3 cullerades i dividia el menjar en 3 parts. Doncs, i a part ha estat explicant tot això del tempo, del ritme que porta la cançó, que li ha fet molta il·lusió fer-ho. So, whatever you want, you,
yeah,
can play the song.
Sounds okay? If I get loud, it'll be okay?
I think
okay.
So.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I can still hear music. Okay. 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 Here we go. Table to the ticking of a different time, entertaining each and every estimation in his mind, sifting, sorting, separating supplements in every bite, living as a leper, looking loneliest at dinner time, add the aces up to nine, tally up the total till the trio can be recognized, edit till the essences and elements are intertwined, seldom ever seeking out the signature of womankind, lavish in his living but a loathing in his bitter spine, ailed by aching pantomime, while silver spoons in smoky rooms enjoy the fumes and lazy tunes, circulate and loom above the men in tailored suits, each man a rung to climb, archers aim high, oh, archers aim high, oh, tinker with turbine, temper only till the tune is right, energize intentions and empower the eternal light, seek a new solution to salute the union so divine, lend a lengthy lecture on the layout of the new design, archers aim the arrows high, while silver spoons in smoky rooms enjoy the fumes and lazy tunes, circulate and loom above the men in tailored suits, each man a rung to climb, archers
molt rave.
No pictures.
Absolutament.
No photography.
Improvisat. Però Déu-n'hi-do com sona. Li volia preguntar alguna coseta, per exemple, respecte a algú que he sentit que explicava que estava fent una banda sonora per a una pel·lícula. What about this you said in Cercle, you're writing a soundtrack for a film?
Yes, yes.
What kind of film?
It's we've been friends with these two brothers in the south of, not South America, but in the like the southern part of America in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And they have been working on this film now for years. They've been writing the script, and it's kind of like a mixture, I would say, between Harold and Maude style humor, kind of also maybe The Graduate, you know, with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe even Rain Man, Dustin Hoffman. It's about the film is about two brothers who need to get to Chicago for a film audition. The brother is kind of crazy, and they meet some people along the way, and it's kind of a comedy, kind of a drama. But I think that it's going to be great, and it's our first film score, film soundtrack, and we're going to be recording that probably in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Molt bé, doncs diu que és una pel·lícula que fa uns amics seus, crec, de Geòrgia, i que és una mena de comèdia, mig drama, i que ja porten temps escrivint-lo, i que serà... This should be your first soundtrack, que serà la primera vegada que fa un soundtrack, i que, bueno, que la cosa pinta bastant bé, i que si res s'espatlla estaran a l'hivern, o la tardor, perdó, gravant aquest... aquesta banda sonora. And also, you tell something to Roberto about one school who's make theater.
Yes, yes.
About
yes.
Your first album.
Yes.
Crec que li he explicat alguna cosa a Roberto abans, de que hi ha una escola a Philadelphia, also the school in Philadelphia,
yep.
Que faran... What has happened with this? Tell
well,
me.
We wrote Ribbons of War about 5, maybe 6 years ago. Seems like longer, but our friend... who was graduating from college, said we should put together a musical. And I always wanted to put together a musical, musical theater, which is, you know, you act and then you sing the songs to move the story. We did that. We did that and we toured with it and it was great. We have a DVD. It's, it's a very, very fun project. But then we met some kids in high school that wanted to do their own version of our musical instead of, like Grease or instead of, you know, Les Miserables or I don't know, they decided to do Ribbons of War. So we fly back Tuesday and their premiere is on Wednesday. I'm very excited.
Molt bé, diu que dimecres l'estrenen i que és una mena de musical que ells ja havien fet i havien girat i presentat, però que ara hi ha una escena a la universitat que doncs volen representar el que és el seu primer àlbum, que és el Ribbons of War i que és el que havíem escoltat. So, if you don't mind, let's gonna listen one of the songs. The first one?
The first one, yes.
Doncs anem a escoltar aquesta cançó que obre el nou treball, el nou llibre, podríem dir, de l'Extraordinaires, que tenim aquí en primícia, malgrat que he llegit jo per ahí, que es publica a tot el món el 19 de juny. Doncs avui el tenim aquí i començarem a escoltar-lo així sobre el disc, després tornem amb ell. La cançó es titula The Man in the Suite. Són les noves cançons de l'Extraordinaires, l'àlbum, el llibre... Porta per títol Electric and Benevolent. I així sona.
Suddenly the subtleties are
Bé, doncs així s'obre el nou disc de nou disc llibre de The Extraordinaires. Tenim aquí el Jay i li volia preguntar alguna cosa respecte a Punk Rock Payroll. What's this? This is your label?
Yeah,
your
yeah.
own label?
Well, we met Freddie and Misty Zimmer. They're our good friends, and we met them a long time ago. They said, if you want to put out an album, we should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when we were writing Ribbons of War.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I didn't want to do normal packaging. He said he didn't want to do normal packaging. It was the perfect fit. And so we've built the label and The Extraordinaires at the same time. We're the mm-hmm. same thing.
Molt bé, diu que un parell d'amics, ells no volien fer el packaging habitual dels CDs. Ells també estan en el mateix, per tant es van entendre i podríem dir que van créixer plegats, tant la banda com el segell. So, but you are the only one in band in this level? Or you've...
One other. Actually, I have a side project.
Mm-hmm.
It's all rap, like hip-hop.
Yeah.
Called Pyramid Scheme, which is like a character who tries to make a lot of money and mm-hmm. tells you, oh, you can make a lot of money now, like a salesman. But it's a salesman rap.
Salesman rap. Vale, per lo que entès, que hi ha un altre projecte que és rap per fer diners.
And then there's also...
Bàsicament.
There's also a new band called Kill You in the Face.
Kill You in the Face. This yes. is the other band.
Yes, and they just released a record, and they used plastics, and mm-hmm. they made a mold, and their album comes in the form of a ray gun. Like, pew, pew. And what it is in the bottom,
mm-hmm.
you have like the little drive that goes in a computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have, and so you plug the gun into a computer.
And you've got the music. Then.
You get the music. They did a comic book.
Uh-huh.
They have a video that shows how they made the guns, and it's beautiful.
Molt bé, doncs diu que hi ha una altra banda que es diuen Kill You in the Face, que han fet un àlbum en format pistola de joguina, pel que entès, de plàstic, però que tu pots connectar a partir d'un USB, imagino, i tens el CD, el vídeo i moltes altres coses. Li preguntaré què prefereix d'Espanya, o què s'ha comprat a Espanya. Did you buy something in Spain?
Did I buy anything in Spain?
No.
What?
I don't know.
But
some object.
Just a stupid question.
Yesterday I bought a present for my girlfriend.
What kind of present?
I bought her two fake Mickey Mouse earrings.
Earrings.
Earrings, but it's like the face of Mickey Mouse,
mm-hmm.
but it looks nothing like Mickey Mouse
because right.
it's like not Mickey Mouse. It's somebody else made it.
Molt bé, doncs diu que li ha comprat unes arracades a la seva nòvia, però que és una mena de Mickey Mouse de mentida, vaja, que no és l'autèntic. And also, li preguntaré què prefereix d'Espanya. What do you prefer from Spain? Girls, drinks, food, party?
Party.
Yeah?
I like that the party does not start until 2 in the morning. In America, the party ends at 2 in the morning. In Spain, it's like you wake up and then you go out at midnight and you party till the sun comes up. I love Spain for that reason.
Molt bé, doncs diu que li agrada Espanya perquè evidentment la festa aquí comença molt més tard que Amèrica i aguanta fins que surt el sol. Do you want to play another song? Maybe?
I do.
Which song?
Jordi wanted me to play a cover, and I don't know very many covers by other people. I'm going to try to cover a song from our album
vale.
that I didn't write. Our bassist, Matt
uh-huh.
Gibson, he wrote it, and so I want to dedicate this song to Matt Gibson, who is not here with me right now.
Molt bé.
And also Justin Wolf, and also Peter Hurd. They couldn't come today, so this is dedicated to all of them.
Molt bé, doncs diu que el Jordi li demana que fes una versió, ell no controla gaires versions, i diu que farà una versió d'una cançó d'Extraordinaires, però que no ha escrit ell, que ha escrit el baixista, i que li vol dedicar, evidentment, doncs, al baixista, al bateria i a l'altra guitarra que s'han quedat a Barcelona, segons ens ha explicat abans, perquè van veure molt, moltíssim, el Primavera Sound. Imagino, doncs...
Una mica.
Can I see the book? Can
yeah,
because I don't
course.
Know the lyrics.
Oh yeah, just wait a minute. I take.
Okay. Yes, I don't know if I remember the lyrics, so I have to.
Format.
I'm gonna see
for Justin,
can...
for Pete.
For Pete. Okay, let's see. Okay.
M'ha demanat el llibre, el book, perquè no se'n recorda de les lletres.
Okay.
Ara ja les té al davant, quan vulguis.
I'll try and do this as close to how he would want it done as possible. Is this okay right here? Okay. The world is waiting for the presentation of my lies. It's a dream that I've had my whole life. All the thoughts and all the things I said that I would do, they're all here and they're all within view. I am the man and I will take full advantage of the falls. Push the speed to a sprint from a crawl. I've waited for the light to shine for me and you. That's all I've ever said how to do. When a man flies, there's no question why. Matt sings this a lot better than me. Alone I stand in front of millions of hands on me to pause. There's a gasp and a it's a dream that I've had my whole life. Oh. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Matt Gibson, you sing that song so much better. I'm so glad you wrote that song.
Well, it's not so bad.
But I'm
so
sad bad. That he didn't come with us.
Molt bé, doncs diu que, que el seu amic Matt, em sembla que es diu, el baixista, doncs que la canta i la toca millor que ell, però que no ha pogut venir avui. Doncs res, tres o quatre preguntes més que li farem. Do you know any Spanish bands? Did you see something?
I saw a couple Spanish bands. The I guess... let me think. What is your favorite Spanish band?
No, I don't know. But did you see anything in Primavera Sound? Maybe
yes. I don't remember their names.
Though. Tokyo Sex Extraction, maybe.
Yeah.
You see this?
Yeah, we played the same night they played.
You like it? You think it's a great band?
Yeah.
And what more? Bueno, li preguntava per alguna banda espanyola que hagi vist i si li agradaven Tokyo Sex Extraction, per exemple, que van estar compartint escenari, diu que sí. Però m'agradaria saber. What more bands did you see in Primavera that you liked? Quines bandes més
va veure? Spanish bands?
No.
Well, I mean, I saw Neil Young. I had never seen him before, and that was...
Was great?
That was really great. Mm-hmm. I saw a guy named Andrew Bird.
Andrew Bird.
He apparently played the violin for a band called the Squirrel Nut Zippers from America, and... And he was just him on the stage, and he played guitar and violin, and also played the violin like a little mandolin, and he had a loop pedal, and it was just so beautiful. It was incredible.
Molt bé, doncs diu que va veure a Neil Young, que no l'havia vist mai de la vida i que va estar molt bé, i també un artista que es diu Andrew Bird, que era una banda que jo no ho he pillat, perdoneu-me, però que tocava el violí, la mandolina, i que tenia un loop, i que realment la cosa estava molt bé. Just two more stupid questions.
I like your questions a lot.
You remember your first gig as audience?
Yes.
What was?
Yes, very well.
Li pregunto quin va ser el primer concert que va veure en directe.
First gig as the Extraordinaires?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
The first gig you see like audience.
Oh, I see as an audience. Whew, that's a good one. I think that probably the first band I saw live was a band called the Pie Tasters.
The Pie Tasters?
They are a ska band.
Yeah.
Ska band.
From America, and they played a lot. And also a band called Roosevelt's Plan, and maybe the Dismemberment Plan as well. Is
it like play in San Feliu.
Yeah.
So we know some of these bands. Bueno, li preguntava per algunes bandes, quines eren les primeres bandes que havia... Quina era la banda de ska?
Pie Tasters.
No conec, però bueno, en fi. Also, i després ens ha dit Dismemberment Plan i l'altre no recordo, però bueno.
I don't know, the other one.
Also, the last stupid question. You remember what was the first record you buy? Quin és el primer disc que es va comprar?
The first music that I bought, my parents didn't listen to much music.
Que els seus pares no escoltaven gaire música.
I'm still learning about music now, like...
Continua aprenent.
But I really liked movie soundtracks.
Bandes sonores de pel·lícules.
So my first CD I think I ever bought was the music soundtrack for a movie called Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
And also a movie with Jim Carrey, The Mask.
La Màscara, molt bé.
And John Williams' soundtrack for the movie Jurassic Park.
I la banda sonora de Jurassic Park.
So
you are a kid when you buy this?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Right now I'm 24.
So you're too young.
But now...
És bastant jove, 24 anys.
I mean, I'm just now learning about music.
Clar, diu que continua aprenent música. I like it. So, also, you know that in Primavera, I think, there is a space... Li pregunto sobre un espai que crec que hi havia Primavera, que era music, mini Primavera, no sé com li han dit, mini música. There is a space specially dedicated to the kids, to small kids in Primavera. Did you
really?
Know this?
No.
Bueno, no sabia que hi havia aquesta cosa. Do you think your music is especially or not dedicated to small kids?
I think that our album that came out before this one was called Short Stories. And there were a lot of songs on there that were in the spirit of children's song. And I think that the lyrics are okay for kids to hear, but sometimes they're a little twisted. You know, like we have a song called High Five the Cactus, which is about, well, it's kind of like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Do you know that story at all?
No, I couldn't understand. Es que no le puedo entender. Le he preguntat. You understand everything?
Yeah.
Pues mal tradueixes. No le he preguntat sobre si sabia que... Bueno, si creu que la seva música aniria dedicada als nens petits, i ha explicat que sí, que l'àlbum anterior, Short Stories, crec que es titulava, doncs que hi havia moltes lletres que els nens podien cantar i escoltar, però hi havia una cançó, que aquí m'he perdut una mica, que parlava sobre un cactus.
Five Cactus.
I una història, què deia aquesta història?
Well, the history de este cactus, you know, it's that. But
lo que ha dit al final?
Lo uno con Rudolph, it's un reindeer, Albert, un reindeer. For Nadal.
Molt bé.
It's about
un conill, un conill.
No, not conill. For Nadal. No, Papa Noel.
Per Nadal. Ah, dels renos. Vale, un cervo. Ok. Vale, doncs...
It doesn't matter. The point is that song sounds like a kid's song,
mm-hmm.
But it has a very horrible twist at the end where he kills himself and everybody. Everybody in the story.
Ara sí que l'he entès, que clar, que la història se gira al final... I acaben, doncs, morint o matant. So, I'm so sorry, but we've got no more time.
That's fine. I had a great time.
You've got a great time in Cercle and also here.
Absolutely, I'm so glad that I came here.
Molt bé, diu que està molt content de venir aquí, que s'ho ha passat molt bé, i res, el que esperem. I hope you can come next time with the band.
Absolutely.
And do it bigger and better.
Yes, yes.
It was great,
yes,
but
yes.
Should be better next time.
Yeah, definitely.
Li dic que la propera vegada que... Ja ha anat bé avui, jo crec, Jordi.
Sí, jo considero que sí, que està molt bé. It's a pity because Matt, Justin and Pete don't come in.
Sí, ha sigut una llàstima que no vinguessin al grup. So, that's all I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Thank you for
coming. Thank you so much.
I hope to see you
soon
again. And if you want, we can try to listen another song from the new album.
Sure. Tell
me which number do you prefer.
What kind of song do you want to hear?
I don't know.
Maybe...
You choose.
They're all pretty long. How about Eloise... No.
Which number?
Eloise the Eloquent, number 4.
Number 4?
This is a love song about electricity.
Molt bé, és una cançó d'amor que parla de l'electricitat. Doncs escoltem aquesta. Which is the title?
It's called Eloise the Eloquent.
Okay, thank you, Jay, for coming.
Thank you so much.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
We met one evening long ago, way back. Oh,
Bé, gent, no tenim més temps. A les 9 en punt haig de connectar amb un altre programa, però tot i així us deixaré... Ara gravaré els temes doncs, que us havia dit, que inclouré, que són el Patent Pending i The Egg of Columbus, i ja l'arreglarem, ja us el trobareu a la pàgina web. I per la setmana que ve, dimecres que ve, ja serà el penúltim programa d'aquí a la tercera temporada de Frenopàtic. Portarem el senyor Carlos Jové, que ens farà doncs, un especial dedicat a el que van ser segurament o el que va donar peu als inicis del punk, o sigui, seria el prepunk, bandes dels 60-70 doncs, que van influenciar directament a que llavors, doncs, a finals dels 70 apareixés el que realment es va conèixer com el punk. Doncs espero que us hagi agradat aquest entrevista més concert acústic, més presentació d'aquest tercer CD book Electric and Benevolent dels The Extraordinaris, i ens escoltem dimecres que ve. Apa, doncs, que vagi bé. We'll be right back.
questions.